Well, today we're talking with Bob Rodenberger of Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. He's going to talk about the state of the cattle markets this week. So what does it look like, Bob?
Reagan, we started out pretty much with all average runs throughout the state. Had good rain around. Had a lot of customers that talked about they filled a lot of ponds up this week. Market started out steady, continued steady, inched a little higher as we got into it. Reagan, they're still... I mean, we've got an excellent market compared to what we had a year ago. We're running anywhere from $15 to $20 above last year's weighted averages. So, I mean, there's nothing we can complain about. The overall outlook, I mean, we all know we've got total less cow numbers than we had. Everybody sold a lot of old cows and cows trying to maintain their herds based on grass and water. Looks like we're going to kind of work our way into some good grass this season. It looks like people get to put up a lot of hay. The biggest thing we've got right now is kind of dragging this market, kind of keeping it where people think it needs to be higher, is we're continuing to produce more beef for less cattle coming out of the feed yards. They're keeping these cattle on feed another 30 days longer because the cost of game, because the people selling the fats, they don't like the market. We've had the packer, he's reduced his kill, which has forced the box beef price up, which is not increasing demand yet any, but it's narrowing the margin that the packers are losing. But in the long run, once we get this thing steadied out, people start selling fat cattle, you know, on their normal basis. Because we're looking at, compared to a year ago, our carcass weights are, I believe, 20 to 30 pounds bigger. So you multiply that out over a weekly kill, and we've still got a lot of beef, in front of us. But if they'll feature beef, which when you feature beef, that means they've reduced the price in the grocery store on specific cuts, they'll continue to move that. And we've got to see all this get in sync with each other to be able to look for a higher feeder market down the road. And I think we've probably got another 30 to 60 days anyway before we can clean up some of these fats and get back to the short numbers we've all been looking at.
And what are you hearing from cattle producers about ponds filling up, recent rainfall? What's the morale out there?
Well, it's good. It's good. You know, certain areas got extreme amounts of rain. You know, some areas we talked to over a 5-day period got from, you know, 10 to 14 inches. A lot of people we talked to have filled some ponds up. There's still an isolated area kind of between Snyder and Carnegie that didn't receive these big rains. They got rain, but they didn't get the big runoff where it fill up ponds and things. But in general, I'd say the majority of the state is way better shape than we've been in 2 or 3 years. So all that's positive right now for the cow producer.
What do you think we'll see next week?
Runs will be pretty much kind of like what we've seen this week. We may see a few bigger runs with the being able to get cattle out. We've had a lot of people couldn't get cattle out just because they've been so wet. But I'd say we're getting towards the end of winding down any wheat pasture cattle we've got coming off, besides the ones that will carry some over into, you know, 1st June on rye grass or crabgrass or something like that. But in general, we're going to be probably steady to last year, maybe down. We'll be down total overall in the next 90 days for calf numbers. But in general, we're going to be about steady what we've seen last year.
All right. Well, good info today, Bob. How do we get in contact with you?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, Clay LeBay, Kelly Osbrook, David Gage, Greg Griffith, and myself a call.